Support for this podcast comes from Smartwater. Want to get a little more from every sip? Smartwater Alkaline doesn't just taste crisp and pure. It's loaded with everything you need to perform at your best, whether you're running marathons or boardroom meetings. Elevate how you hydrate and pick up a Smartwater Alkaline today. To learn more, visit drinksmartwater.com.
Good morning and welcome to the SB Nation NFL Daily Kickoff brought to you by DraftKings. I am Rob Stats Guerrera. It is Friday, December 31st, 2021. Happy New Year's Eve, everybody. We're going to kick off your day with the biggest stories in the NFL. But before we do, we remind you that DraftKings Sportsbook is an official sports betting partner of the NFL. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app today and use code SBNNFL for a special offer when you sign up. That's code SBNNFL only at DraftKings. All right, let's get right to it. With two games to go in the regular season, a lot of teams are playing their last home game on the schedule. One of those teams is the Pittsburgh Steelers, who host the Browns on Sunday. But for quarterback Ben Roethlisberger, this could be more than just a last home game in the regular season.
I don't ever speak in definites or guarantees. That's just not what I've ever done or who I am. But, you know, looking at the bigger picture, I would say that all signs are pointing to this could be it. Regular season, that is. I know we still have a chance to potentially get a playoff game there if things fall our way and we take care of business and things have to happen. But in the grand scheme of things, in terms of regular seasons, signs are pointing that way. This could be it.
Big Ben has played his entire 18-year career with the Steelers after being drafted 11th overall in 2004. He hasn't previously publicly acknowledged that this season was going to be his last, but it's been expected in the organization for some time, and there was a report earlier this month that he had begun telling certain people about his plans to retire. The Seahawks are also closing out their home schedule this week against the Lions, and Russell Wilson said this when talking about whether his home games will be in Seattle next year.
I know for me personally, you know, I hope it's not my last game, but, you know, at the same time, I know it won't be my last game in the NFL, you know, so I'm just focused on the day, you know, and getting better today. That's my focus. That's my goal. I love the city and I love this, you know, this moment. So, you know, I love these guys. And so we got to make sure we get better today. That's the only thing that matters.
As a 49ers fan, that is music to my ears. Best of luck, Russ. I hope it's in the AFC. Now, some quick hitters for you. In Baltimore, Lamar Jackson did not practice yesterday after being limited on Wednesday. Jackson was seen moving with a heavy limp in practice and pretty much unable to jog earlier in the week. In San Francisco, 49ers quarterback Jimmy Garoppolo missed practice for the second straight day yesterday after tearing a ligament and fracturing a bone in his thumb last Thursday night. The team has given no official word that Trey Lance will get his second professional start, but Kyle Shanahan has said in the past that if you can't practice on Thursday, you usually don't play on Sunday. Beyond quarterbacks now, let's look at some wide receivers. Buccaneers wideout Antonio Brown missed practice yesterday with an ankle injury. He had been practicing on Wednesday in a limited fashion, but couldn't make a go of it yesterday. Luckily, the Bucs are playing the Jets this week, so they probably only need about 7 guys to win that game. The Packers got a bit of good news as wide receivers Randall Cobb and Marquez Valdez-Scantling returned to practice yesterday. Cobb has been out since week 12 after having core muscle surgery, and Valdez-Scantling missed last week's game on the COVID-19 list. Speaking of the COVID-19 list, the Chargers activated wide receiver Mike Williams. He would have missed 2 games under the old protocols, but now he is good to go on Sunday against the Broncos. The Pro Football Hall of Fame announced the 15 finalists for the class of 2022, including 3 players eligible for the first time. That would be DeMarcus Ware, Andre Johnson, and Devin Hester. If one of those guys is chosen for enshrinement, it will be the 9th straight year that at least one player makes it in their first year of eligibility. The Hall's complete class will be revealed during the NFL Honors Show on the Thursday before the Super Bowl. And finally, NFL Commissioner Roger Goodell has asked all home teams to observe a moment of silence on Sunday in honor of the legendary coach and broadcaster John Madden, who died Tuesday at the age of 85. That's the latest news in the world of the NFL on the final day of 2021. Please follow the SB Nation NFL show so you don't miss an episode. And if you like what you hear, please leave us a rating and a review as well. And if you're listening on Spotify, they just added it, so please go and do that. We very much appreciate it. Remember, you can catch up on everything else that happens in Week 15 with our Sunday Late Night Wrap-Up Show hosted by yours truly. We hit every game with the info, injuries, clinching scenarios, and post-game storylines you need to know. Enjoy your Friday, everybody. Enjoy your New Year's Eve. please, please, please be safe. If you need a ride, there are numbers out there where you can get a ride for free. Just be careful. I'm Rob Stats Guerrera. We'll talk in 2022.